Good morning. I'm so thankful. Good morning. I'm thankful to have this conversation with you guys this morning. I'm Joseph Collins. I am the CEO of Punch TV Studios, and I am your CEO, and we are looking forward to doing some great things in this year. And this is going to be the first of a series of conference calls that we're going to have for our shareholders so that you would be informed on what's going on and what we're trying to do as a company and where we are. The first thing that I want to do is first, I just want to lay out some things. Then we're going to take some questions from you so that you know what's happening, what's going on, how it's happening, what's happening, and I'll do my best to try to answer most of your questions if you have them. So here's where what I want to do. So we put out an email. I'll let you guys know that we are preparing to start trading on Wall Street. We have an underwriter who is going to underwrite our company, and that's really exciting. And we're going to file the necessary forms for us to begin trading. The underwriter we're preparing all of the documentation for this. And in preparing the documentation for this, it's necessary to make sure that we have all of your information up to date, that we have all of your information valid. Now, what we have faced in our company is because it's just typical in the urban community, and we face challenges in the urban community because of the things that are typical for us as a community. And one of those challenges is that people have not wanted to give their proper Social Security numbers or their proper ID numbers, thinking that there was an issue with us when we started. So as we go through and that information is being verified, and it's very difficult when the information is not correct, when the information is not correct, and then we're trying to go through to make sure that the information is correct, and we're trying to go through so that we can deliver a great service to you as our shareholder base, and we want to make sure that all of our information and things are correct. Now, we do know that that is something that we have typically faced in the urban community. So we've asked you guys that you know you put your wrong Social Security numbers, you know you put your wrong ID numbers. Please contact us if you know that you did this so that we can update your information. Because what you have is you have financial instruments, and when you purchase stock in a company, you are creating or have created a financial transaction as if you were buying something from the bank or you were doing a loan, or those are all financial transactions. And so the information has to be correct. So we want to make sure that all your information is correct, so that when we do start trading, you won't be upset and all those kinds of things. So we want to make sure that you are on board, you have your information correct, and those kinds of things. The other thing is that a lot of you have had transactions, and I think we pretty much got everybody cleared up now, but a lot of you have had transactions that you know that they did not complete themselves, right? So you either put in a wrong credit card number or you put in a bad whatever else the case is, and you know that they did not complete themselves, So we want to make sure that if you have a pending transaction or if you have an open transaction, and if you want those shares that are in your open transactions, we want to make sure that everything is tight. We don't want to go to this marketplace with any mistakes whatsoever. So we have been working diligently to achieve this. To achieve this is excellent. Now, I know a lot of you, what will happen is that after we've got our stock symbol, which we think is going to be PTVS, we believe that's what our stock symbol is going to be. We're going to be trading on the OTC markets. That's what it looks like where we're going to go to, but at this point. And we're going to be trading on those markets. But the OTC market, it's a good market to trade in. It's not my dream market. I had wanted us to come out and potentially trade on the NASDAQ or something like that. But it's okay. We can always grow our company and move from the OTC markets to the NASDAQ. But what will happen is your stock now will be in an investment account. So you would have to open up your investment account with like an E-Trade or a Scott Trade or some broker-dealer company like that so that you can be able to trade your stock, buy your stock, sell stock, or whatever you want to do. At that point, it would be up to you to decide what you want to do. Now, because of the restrictions, we can't tell you what to do with your stock. We can only give you suggestions. We can only you guys are primary shareholders, we get an opportunity to do something that not a lot of other people who do this get to do. We get a chance to be able to really push our company and really set our company to a great level. And that to me is pretty exciting. It's pretty doggone exciting. And I'm happy about that. I'm happy about, you know, we've had some challenges in this last year. This last year for our company has had real challenges that I'm glad we're finally working through. We've had employee challenges. We've had shareholder challenges. But I think finally now we're on the right direction. We have some shows that we are putting into our hopper now, and we think that the shows that we have real potential to do very well in the marketplace. We think the shows that we have real potential to do very, very well in the marketplace. And what my goal is right now is to see if I can't successfully generate at least $1 million in revenue by August of this year. That is my goal right now. And hopefully that $1 million that we generate will be $1 million every month is what we're after right now by August of this year because we plan to start trading in August. The goal right now, if we can get everyone's information and everyone like that to update it, we plan to start trading in August. So that's kind of the goal that we have set for yourself. So I want to do a series of things here. I want to do a series of different trainings to help us prepare to really understand what it means to have an investment account, because a lot of people have never had an investment account with like E-Trade or something, so that you can learn some different things so you can see how you want to do it. Now, the reason why I'm working so diligently right now is because I would like for us to have a very solid market cap when we open in the marketplace. And for the most part, our shareholders kind of are an important part of giving us that market cap. One of the things that's exciting is that when you set up your investment account, in your investment account, you can set your sales price to whatever you want to set that sales price at. And whatever that sales price is, we could not allow other people to buy under whatever is a basic sales price. So if that basic sales price is $10 a share and we don't let anyone buy under $10 a share, that would be exciting. If that basic sales price is $25 a share and we don't allow anyone to buy our shares under $25 a share, that would be super exciting. And more importantly, that would give us a very solid market capitalization, which means is the value of the company overall. And if we were to do that, our company, let me just do a little bit of math right here. And let's just say if we were to set our basic price, and I'm not saying you have to do this. You can set your basic price at whatever you want. But if we were to set our basic price at $25 a share, and I believe we have 124 million shares in the marketplace, if we were to set our basic sales price at about $25 a share, then we would market cap a little over $3 billion, which would be very exciting coming from a company that raised the majority of its money directly from the community. That would be super exciting. And now if we have the revenues to go along with the market cap, who knows what we can do as a company. We don't know what we can do. You'll be surprised what we can accomplish. And as I've said from the beginning of our journey, is that this is also about us establishing a company that could buy other companies that are already in existence. And if we have a strong market cap or a strong stock price, and that gives us the opportunity to really expand and really look at some companies that would make sense to acquire for us, which could help our base and help us grow our company exponentially. So one of the things that's happened recently is that very recently I was in the state legislature in Indiana, and I did a presentation before the senators, the Senate Appropriations Committee in Indiana, and for them to change a tax structure there in Indiana, which will help us expand our company into Indiana. We won a unanimous vote with the state Senate, the Senate Appropriation Committee, that will position us to have great tax credits there in Indiana should we decide to make that move to Indiana. And it's been pretty exciting as far as that part goes. So it's been pretty, pretty exciting. Hold on 1 second, please. Just hold on 1 second. Okay, so I guess I'm going to take calls here in just 1 second here, so that if you have any questions, I'll do my best to answer all of your questions. So we're going to just take a brief pause, and then we're going to try to answer your questions for you.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914.
We're going to take our first caller right now, and I think we have Ishmael Broom on the phone. So I'm here to answer your questions.
Yes, Joseph. I just want to know if you have my information. I think you were about ready to answer that question. I got cut off in your presentation, but I was trying to check to see if you have my information. I've called several times, but I haven't talked to anyone yet.
Okay, so you're calling, you know, this is a conference call. And so if you need to update your information, which is really good, and we're going to put you back on hold, but this is a conference call, let me give you the number to call, and you can call this number on Monday so you can get your information updated.
Well, I was talking to a lady on the phone, but she cut off. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, this is not that. We're totally doing the conference call right now.
Okay.
So, but we're
no problem.
Here to help you. So the number is 323 489 8119 extension 230. And that's the number for everyone to call. And you can call on Monday at about 10 o'clock Pacific time. And they'll be more than happy. Now, what happens is, and I'm going to put you back on hold here. What happens is when you guys are calling, we're literally getting thousands of calls in, right? So when we get the calls in, we have a small staff here that's working to update your information, to update your Social Security numbers, to update your phone numbers, to update your whatever else the case might be. We have a very small staff that's doing that. So just please be patient with us because we are working through it. We're updating the information. We're putting it on our platform to make sure that you're able to see and get your information on our platform. And we're working very diligently to make that happen. We're working very, very diligent. So just please be patient with us. And we're going to make sure everyone's information is correct. I'm going to put you guys on hold just for another second. Hold on. So what's next for us? What's next for Punch TV Studios is that getting through this part has been just a real challenge for us to get to the marketplace. Has been a very big challenge because we've had some serious learning curves. We've had to learn some things in our company that we did not know that we would face. And those learning curves have been a real big challenge to us. But I thank God that we've been able to meet those challenges head on. And I thank God that we've been able to really deal with our challenges in a very good way. We've had different challenges in employees. We've tried to get the right employees on point, but because what we do is such a competitive environment. I mean, when you think about competing, we're the little guys on the block, where we're competing against the Fox Studios of the world. We're competing against the Paramount Studios of the world. We're competing against the Sony Studios of the world, the Columbia Pictures of the world. We're competing against those studios in a small space. And it's a real challenge when we're like David up against Goliath. And Goliath has been there for a long time. And we're trying to cut into this particular space and cut into our particular and really build our business model based on the space that we're cutting into. So we've had challenges on people who could really compete at the level of working with those types of working in competition with those types of companies. And I think finally we're figuring it out. I think finally we've got the door changed. And finally we've got we finally got the mission right, and we've got our toe in the door with the new productions that we're doing. We have several productions that are in the hopper right now. We've been able to make several great alliances with some really, really phenomenal actors and players from across the country. We've been able to make inroads on the development of our
Mr.
new
Collins.
Home facility. Yes.
I have Teresa Han from Atlanta, and she has a question for you.
Sure.
Teresa, you're on the line with Mr. Collins.
Hey, Mr. Collins, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm great, thank you. This is Teresa from Atlanta, Georgia. And I've been a shareholder for over a year. How can I tell if I made any money or not?
So, again, that's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
And let me answer it this way. You can mute
mm-hmm.
her right now. So that's a great question. So in our case, you make your money by the value of the stock. You make your
mm-hmm.
money in a couple ways. You make your money by the
mm-hmm.
value of the stock. So once we
mm-hmm.
start trading,
mm-hmm.
whatever the value of the stock is
mm-hmm.
at that moment, that's how much money you've made. So, for instance, let's say you purchased 100 shares. I don't know what you purchased. I'm not concerned. I'm
right, I
analogy.
Did. I purchased $10,000 worth of shares.
Okay, so let's say you purchased $2,000 worth of shares. You know this is a public
10,
call,
10,
so a lot of people 10.
Let's do it on 10. Let's do it on 10,000.
Okay, great. So you purchased $10,000 worth of shares at $1 a
right.
share.
Right.
So when we start trading,
mm-hmm.
if the stock opens or trades at $25 a share, you've made 25 times that amount.
Mm-hmm.
If the stock trades at $10 a share, you make 10 times that amount. So let
mm-hmm.
me just, if the stock trades at $5 a share, you made five. So if you have $10, if the stock trades that day
mm-hmm.
at $5 a share and you have 10,000 shares, that means the value that will show in your investment account with E-Trade would be like $50,000. Then
mm-hmm.
you can make a decision to sell your stock
yes,
to someone, to
you,
someone
yeah.
else in the marketplace for that
well,
value.
Than, okay, yeah,
right?
I heard
if
you
that
say that.
Value,
yeah.
But on the other
mm-hmm.
hand, if that value
mm-hmm.
is 10 cents a share,
mm-hmm.
you know, that value now goes down to $1,000, which is where I'm trying to help us understand and trying to get us to avoid. Once
mm-hmm.
you have your investment account, you know, my suggestion would be to try to, let's see if we not let anybody buy our stock under $10
mm-hmm.
to $25 a share.
Right.
So then that way we've helped everybody. So
right.
that would be my suggestion. So if you have 10,000 shares, and let's say our stock is at $10 a share, I don't know what the
mm-hmm.
math is on that. I want
right.
to say that's $100,000,
right.
I think.
Right.
And so
but
that's
you're
where
saying
we,
the best thing to do, okay, but the best thing now is to really just hold off and let this work its way out when y'all get it into the stock market and let things go from there. Is that would be a good? Would you think that would be a good suggestion? Just let you put it in the stock market, hold the shares, and just let it go. Not be trying to sell or do
so
anything.
I agree with that, but it's not just about selling. It's also about we want some people to sell their shares because that's what creates mm-hmm. liquidity in the market. So you want to be,
mm-hmm.
but don't sell cheap is what we're trying to say. Don't
right.
think just because
uh-huh.
you bought your shares at a dollar, you know, don't let anybody, my suggestion would be let's not let anybody buy our shares under $10 to $25 a share.
Mm-hmm.
So then that way
mm-hmm.
everybody will have made money. That would be my
right.
suggestion on how to do it. You know, but I don't control that because we could
mm-hmm.
have a stockholder who says, I'm selling, as soon as it hits the market, I'm selling at $1.50. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm selling. But then you got to have other shareholders who will come in and buy up that stock at $1.50
mm-hmm.
and then hold
mm-hmm.
it at 25,
mm-hmm.
you know, at $10 to $25 a share. So it's this whole thing. You know, and a lot of it is because of lack of education about how these things work that people really don't understand. And so what we've tried to do over the past few years is really take a lot of time to really try to educate people on understanding the power that you have in your hand. You know, and because once we start trading, we're going to have people that are going to be trying to short the stock. And
mm-hmm.
what they do on shorting the stock is that they will get a loan against your stock and try to run down
mm-hmm.
the value of the company, which is called shorting,
mm-hmm.
to see if they can make money borrowing against your stock to run down the stock. So we're going to have all of these kinds of things that are going to take place.
So other shares now feel at $1 per share?
Right now, the shares are at $1 per share,
mm-hmm.
but when we are going to the market, we're hoping when we go to the market that we can open at least $10 a share. That's what our goal is.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is to give you a company that opens at least $10 a share.
Mm-hmm. 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 So one more question. How soon will my information be in your system? Because my information of me is not still in the system yet. It's still not loaded up yet.
We have our folks here, because we have so many shareholders, you know, we've got somewhere shy of 11,000-something shareholders in our company. But we have a new system that I've had the team working on over the last several months, a whole complete new system so that everybody's shares will be platformed. And so I know that's why some of you guys see where your shares are there and some people see their shares are not on our thing. But we're trying to put this in place. Hopefully we'll have it completely in place within the next 60 days. And then everybody's shares will be platformed on Punch TV Studios website until we begin trading. Once we begin trading, then your shares will be platformed with whatever broker-dealer you decide to use.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Will you say that such as like Vanguard or something like that?
Like a Vanguard or like an E-Trade
right, yeah.
or like a, yeah, something like Spider or whoever, something like that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hello, Mr. Collins.
So
we have another call for you.
That's a very good question. Okay, sure.
Okay, Mr. Collins, we have Lois Price from Compton.
Okay, Lois.
Hold on one.
Hello?
Okay, Lois Price, you're on the phone.
Hi, Lois,
Mr. Collins.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Mr. Collins. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for listening in.
You're welcome. Thank you for setting up this platform to inform us and keep us abreast as to what's going on, and I appreciate that. And
you're welcome.
Your concern for the share, yes, for the shareholders. I'd like to know when it goes to market in August, will the shareholders, us, will we receive an email, or do we need to go on a website, or how is that going to happen in August?
So the transfer agent will be informing you. Like when we go to market, you guys will be shareholders in Punch TV Studios, but we won't be responsible for your investment accounts anymore. So your investment mm-hmm. accounts at that point would be with like an E-Trade or whatever else have you. But at that point, the transfer agent will inform you on, you know, on where you should go at that point. It's out, it would be okay. out of our hands at that point.
Okay. So he's like a professional person in that field to sort of guide us to go right, left, or?
Yes. So let me, what we have done here at our company in terms of giving guidance to try to help you guys with your shares, that's typically not done. Typically, they don't give a care how you do it, right? They just say, here it is. They're not going to give you guidance. Like what we've tried to do with our conventions and the things that we've had here at the studio is try to provide guidance, to try to provide understanding for people, because mm-hmm. I know that once we release you, you guys are out to the wolves at that point. You know, once we start trading, we lose control over what happens to you at that point.
Okay.
Like, right, you understand? So we can only tell you this is what the company is doing. This is how much money we made. This is where we intend to go next, or this is a vote to do something in that particular aspect, from that particular aspect.
Okay. Also, Mr. Collins, would there be one specific person contacting us as shareholders, or would it be several different people contacting as shareholders to advise us as to how to trade and so on?
There's nobody that's going to advise you how to trade. No one. That's mm-hmm. why I try to do these lessons and have done the different things. There's no one that's going to, but you'll get, and you will be contacted by the transfer agent on, hey, we've begun trading. And then the transfer agent will suggest you, they're not going to tell you who to use. They're not going to tell you, they're going to assume you already know.
Okay.
That makes sense. They're going to assume you. So that's why we've done the classes here at Punch, and we've tried to do the conventions to try to bring people. You know, I've had amazing people at our conventions to try to,
yeah.
to bring people up to speed so that when we hit the marketplace, we're kind of already know what's happening. But they're not gonna suggest anything. They're just gonna tell you we're trading. If that makes sense.
That makes sense. But what you're saying, you're educating us now, and you're taking time to educate us now and to guide us towards so we will get the most bang for
the maximum amount that we can get for what we're doing, you know, within the limits of what we're doing. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay. Now, again, you say there are other companies that Punch TV is running now. Will we as shareholders be able to invest in those companies as well? I'm just using, you know, another TV station, another radio station. I mean, whatever Punch TV is getting.
So what I did
or have already in place, other than Punch TV.
Right. Let me tell you what my goal was when I did this. When we made the decision to do this with the community, what my goal was to have this group of people that I really did everything in my power to help make rich. Rachel, could you mute her while I'm talking just for a second, and then if she could bring her back in. Okay. So when I did this with the shareholder this way is because I wanted to have a base of shareholders where if I could grow the wealth bases of my shareholder base, these would be the people that would grow with what we want to do as a company overall. So what I've been trying to do is to prove myself to you with Punch TV Studios so you would be willing to trust me in our next adventures or the next companies we want to buy or the next things that we want to do. And so what this has been about for me is that I don't look at this as, okay, I'm just doing this to raise some money from these particular base of shareholders. For me, you've become part of my family. And as a part of my family now, I want to go and find attractive deals to help increase the wealth bases of my core shareholder base. So I hope that answers your question. So certainly we have other things that we're doing, such as Urban Television, in which I'm the CEO of Urban Television. That company is already trading. That company is going to be, I believe that company is going to be phenomenal. I believe that company is going to be a great company to be part of. And I believe that that company is going to be a company that's going to do really, really well in the media space as television distribution. And we've been working on that company for a few years to get it ready. But it's already trading, and you can get that stock for about a penny a share right now. And I just think that that company is going to be a great opportunity, and that's already available, readily available. But there are other things that I hope to do in the future that will make sense. And because we have one of the largest bases of urban investors in America, you know, this is going to really empower us to create wealth for my core investor groups. You could put her back in, yeah. Just the dog was barking.
Okay.
I have a question if you want to ask questions.
Okay, Mr. Collins, we can buy into the Urban Band TV now for one penny a share?
Right, at Urban TV Network Corporation that is public, and you have to set up an account with like E-Trade. I'm not endorsing E-Trade. I'm just saying you'd have to set up an account with like an E-Trade, and you can purchase the stock in that company. And actually, purchasing the stock in that company would be really a great lesson for you, because or for this particular group of stockholders, for people that never had an E-Trade type investment account. Because they have tutorials on there, they have lessons on there to help you understand buying and selling stock, and they have all these kinds of things on there to help us understand that are great tutorials for those that have never had an investment account before. So
okay.
What's happened is the people here, you know, they invested in our IPO, so that money came directly to the company. And so we were able to raise almost $6 million from our $50 million IPO that we would set out to get. We raised almost $6 million. And so those platforms will really help you understand market cap and really help you understand what you do. So if you were to set up something on E-Trade or something like that, and but the stock symbol for that company is already there. It's URBT, Urban Robert Bob Tom. Urban Television Network. And those just would be a great way to learn right now about what it's going to look like when your stock goes to the marketplace.
Okay. Now, I apologize. I'm trying to write as you talk. Again.
Okay.
The Urban TV band. What's the
not band? Urban. Urban.
Urban.
Television Network Corporation.
Urban
Television Network Corporation.
Corporation.
Right. And the stock symbol is URBT.
URBT, and that's the symbol.
That is correct. So Urban, Robert, Bob, Tom, URBT is the symbol.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to get it correct because I wouldn't want to invest in the wrong thing. So that's what I was trying to
correct. Yeah, of course. I mean, those are things that, I mean, those are really, and I suggest this to others too. And then that way too, your investment account would already be set up if you were to do that to those who don't have investment accounts already. You know, they would already be set up and those kinds of things. So then your stock would just basically transfer to your investment account. And then that would be really grand.
Okay.
Your Punch TV Studio stock would just transfer to your investment account if they're already set up.
Okay, so I can go online, or do I call someone to set up this investment account?
No, you have to go to like eTrade.com, and you would set up an account, or you know, all I can think of right now is eTrade. I don't know, and so I would go to like eTrade.com or Charles Schwab, somebody like that.
Oh
or,
yeah,
you know,
okay. I've used Charles Schwab before.
Oh yeah,
they're good. Okay.
So
okay.
Charles Schwab, E-Trade, or something like that would be how you would want to do it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. You've answered all my questions.
You're welcome.
And I'm just going to listen
now,
to
what
everyone is.
Now, have you come to any
said.
Of the conventions or any of the shareholder
I've
conventions?
I've come to all of
these.
I've come to all the event conventions. And I helped work the last convention, you know, putting up tables, you know, I was
wonderful.
There.
Lovely.
Helping take pictures and, yeah, sweeping the floor, just, you know,
that was my job
as a shareholder.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So now,
yeah,
one
putting
of the
tablecloths and setting up the tables and. Yes,
loved it.
I was there. So
well, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So I have a background in numbers. So if you need someone part time to work in the office, holler back.
Okay, great. Sure. We'll do.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Collins. You have a blessed day.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
So one of the things where we're getting a lot of calls now where people are calling us and they're saying, hey, I want to buy stock in Punch TV Studios right now. What do I have to do? You know, how do I have to do it? And we're not selling any stock in our company right now. We're not eligible at this moment to sell stock in our company. At this time, we would have to reapply with the government in order to be able to sell stock again, and we have not gone through that application process for Punch TV Studios or anything like that at this time. But once we start trading on Wall Street, you could tell your friends, hey, you need to go out and buy Punch TV, you know, set up your investment account or whatever. And then they will be able to buy from that point. Now, because we do have certain people who are high net worth individuals, so those persons who are high net worth individuals, at this point, if you want to purchase stock in Punch, you still can if you're a high net worth individual or considered to be an accredited investor. So those persons that would want to invest, $100,000 or $500,000 or $1 million or more, those are kinds of investments that we can take prior to us beginning to trade on the marketplace. Those are things that we can do, and so there would be no issue with that whatsoever. But for the general public at large, and if you're not a high net worth individual, then we're not allowed to take your general investments from the general public. Now, if you're one of our shareholders and you know you didn't complete your transactions, but I think we've gotten through 99% of all of those that we have where they had credit card issues or you had whatever issues which would have went back over 2 years ago, you know, we pretty much cleared up most of those issues now. So now we're really looking forward and we're really looking towards the future right now. And we're able to, you know, really clear those up. But if you have friends or whatever whom are high net worth individuals, say like if one of you guys are related to the Shah of some country and they want to put in $1 billion, we'll happily take that $1 billion investment. But because they have the high net worth, they would be an accredited investor and those kinds of things that we can do. And we're certainly looking to grow and to do those kinds of things. So we're going to take a couple more questions, and I think we can pretty much wrap this up. If anyone else has any questions, we're going to go down through the list right now and see if you have any questions that we can answer for you. And then we're going to answer those questions and pretty much call it a day for today. Then we're going to schedule another one of these so that we can do that. So I'm going to put you on pause just for a second, and we're going to just see going down through our list if you have any questions.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki? Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
And just one, I know you were mentioning the short sellers. Not too familiar with the stock market, but I was just trying to figure out a timeline. Whenever, if a short seller was able to execute, will that be at the open?
Yeah, no, yeah, definitely. People can, depending on how our shareholders do, if our shareholders hold and not allow that to happen, then that can be really, you know, it just depends on our shareholders. But you people can start shorting the stock as soon as we start trading. As soon as we hit the market, people can start shorting. But that's going to really depend on just, shareholders and how they make their thing available.
Yeah, and the reason I was asking that question is because I have a stock certificate. And so just trying to get a timeline when it, because E-Trade says the stock, it has to be on file already before you can deposit the stock certificate.
That's correct.
So just trying to get a timeline.
That is a great question. So in August, if everything goes through well, and I believe it will, in August, you will just turn your stocks once they have issued us our stock symbol, and once we've gone through the complete underwriting with our underwriter, then you will be able to turn your stock certificates into E-Trade, for instance, and then they would monetize your stock certificates into your E-Trade account. So that's how you would do that.
Will we be able to get it in there before the market opens?
No.
Okay.
No, you'll have to wait until we. Well, I had one lady, and her broker dealer actually took her stock and put it on hold for her. Her stock certificate and put it on hold for her. I remember she was telling me something, but I'm not sure how that works. But as far as I know, you'll have to wait until we start trading. And then once we start trading, then you can at the point we start trading, you can deposit your stock certificate to your broker dealer.
Okay.
And then that will be really good. And that was a great question, actually. So those who have stock certificates, and it's your choice. You don't have to deposit it right then if you don't want to. So it's your choice on whether you deposit it or not. But if you want to deposit it, you can. And if you don't want to deposit it, you don't have to. It's totally your choice at that point. So
that's
a really good question. That was a really good question. Yeah, really good question. Any other questions I can answer for you?
No, sir. I appreciate that.
Okay,
I have an E-Trade account, so I've been monitoring.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, you could totally consider URVT for sure.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
yes,
Ms.
sir.
Collins, we have another call from Gloria Addison from Georgia.
Okay. Good morning, Gloria. How are you? Good morning, Gloria.
Hello. How are you, Mr. Collins?
Yes, good morning, Gloria. I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm very well.
Good. What's your question?
Okay. My first, what I want to tell the people in the audience is that they can also go to TD Ameritrade .com, and they can also go to Fidelity.com, and they will have to answer some questions. They also, some will not be able to get an account right away because they have to have clearance. They have to know that you have traded or know something about trading. So I would tell everybody to brush up on trading before you even try to get an account. So that way you won't be turned down or denied trading account. And I also wanted to ask you, okay, you said that in August is when approximately the time that will be going over the counter. Does it have to be 100% that everybody has their information in by that time?
What I'm trying to do, or what we're trying to do here as a company, we want to have everybody who did not give us correct information. And unfortunately, it's like thousands of people who just, you know, I don't know what they were. They wanted to help us out, which I'm thankful for, but they didn't understand the magnitude of what we were doing. And I think we've got it down to about a few hundred people right now who still have incorrect information. And so if we're unable to get that, it doesn't hold up everybody. We will just, those people just won't be able to go to market until their information is verified and correct. So they will be like dealing with us. And so what happens is, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen in the stock? You know, you just don't know. The stock could come out and it can go up to $1,000 a share. Well, if the stock goes up to $1,000 a share, and I'm just using that as a hypothetical. I'm not saying that. I don't want anybody to quote me on that. But if it goes up to $1,000 a share and your information is not correct, and let's say you got 1,000 shares, that's $1 million, you will not have access. You know, or you got 1,000 shares, I don't know, it's $100,000. You know, whatever it is, you won't have access to those, to that, to those funds. And so that's kind of how it goes. And so then you'll be upset. Oh, the company is this. Oh, Mr. Collins is that. Oh, they ripped me off. Oh, this is, you know, and people will be saying those kinds of things. But it's really because your information was not correct. And we get this a lot. Oh, you know, oh, black people don't know how to do business. No, it's your information wasn't correct. You know, and so if we're saying, and I spent a lot of time in trying to educate people, right, so that everything is correct and everything, and you understand what you're doing, you understand the power that we have in place, because you never know what's going to happen once a share hits the market. The share could hit the market and it could totally go flat. Like when Facebook hit the market, it didn't do what they thought it was going to do. But guess what? Months later, the thing is up. I don't know what it's up at. It's tremendous. You know, or you just don't know what a company, because it depends on how people believe in the stock in that company. Do you believe the company is going to grow? Do you believe the company actually has a future? And then are you willing to give the company time to grow? And I think that a lot of times, you know, and I've said this from the very beginning, investing in Punch TV Studios is not a get rich quick thing. You're not going to invest your money today and next week expect to get rich. It's going to be a kind of thing where we're going to kind of grow. You know, that's why we try to take a long-term approach to what we're going to do. We try to say, look, it's going to take us 3 to 5 years to get to here. And so now I think we've kind of settled people down in that area so that they're not thinking that, and that they're going to give the company a chance to grow. But while we're growing, there are things that we can do to help along the way. And one of those things is to maintain a positive attitude. One of those things is to make sure it's like this lady is saying, if your information is incorrect, you're not going to be able to go to TD Ameritrade. They're not going to take you, because when you open up an account, sometimes it takes 3 or 4 days for that account to get verified. And she's right on that. That might take you 3 or 4 days for that account to get verified. So, you know, you could be very upset if it opens and we're at $1,000 a share, but by the time you get all your stuff set up, you know, it's down back to 10 bucks. So now you're mad, you know, because that's the way the stock market works. You never know. It's every day. It goes up, it goes down, goes up, it goes down, goes up, and goes down. You just don't know. And so that's where we are with that. So please, we want to make sure that people's information is correct. And she's right. All right. Thank you for that. Thank you so much for that. That was a great, great, great question and information.
Well,
okay,
thank
Mr.
you.
Collins, we have another caller. And her name is Jacqueline Jammer from Texas. Okay.
Hello. How are you, Mr. Collins?
I'm doing well, Jacqueline. How are you?
Fine. I have two questions. The first question,
sure,
for those of us that were not issued the stock certificate, because mine went on that when we had that Chronix, so I could always go on Chronix and see it, but I can't see it. Of course, we can't see it anymore. What do we do if we don't have a stock certificate, you know, the paper, because everything was electronic?
That is a great question. And what happens is that everyone, whether you have a stock certificate in physical hand or not, your subscription agreement is your document. And what's happening is that we don't verify stock certificates. We verify the subscription agreements, right?
Okay.
And the subscription agreements is what we're going through doing the verification. The subscription agreements are what we turn over to the underwriter to verify who you are and the amount of shares that you have and those kinds of things like that. That's what we do. We utilize the subscription agreements. So as long as your subscription agreement is in place and as long as your information that you gave us is correct on your subscription agreement, you are fine. There would be no issues whatsoever.
Okay. My second question is, at one time you were on a TV station here in Houston, and I can't remember the number, but I can no longer, when I scan my TV, I can no longer find you all. And also, will you ever have an app on Roku?
We have the app on Roku coming.
Because I used to subscribe to the streaming thing, but I stopped. I unsubscribed because I didn't want to sit at my computer all the time and watch the movies on my tablet. I like to be able to see it on my smart TV. So I was also wondering, are you on a local station here in Houston?
We're not on a local station in Houston right now.
Okay.
And that is a great question. What we have opted to do as a company is to move our television broadcasting to URBT, to Urban TV, and focus the company's energy on production and development of content for license to other people.
Okay.
So URBT now, I think we have 7 affiliates on URBT now. And we've decided to do that because it just made more sense. So we don't have a channel in Los Angeles anymore, and then we don't have a channel we don't have a channel in LA anymore, and we don't have a channel in Houston anymore at this time for either stations, because we're working to do the deals with the station because our content is so good. We want to do the deals with the station now where either the stations are paying us to be an affiliate or we have a more favorable deal than the deals we originally had because we're very strong now.
Okay.
When we started, we weren't as strong as we were. But now we're
very
strong.
But we do have an app coming, though, for the Roku.
But we have the app coming. I have the team working on the app right now. And it's really great. It's going to be a phenomenal app. The URBT app is going to be phenomenal.
Okay. Oh, so it'll be under URBT rather than Punch? Because I did find a Punch app in the app store one time, but it would not let me utilize it.
Yeah, the Punch Flix app, the Punch Flix app is coming, and the team is working on it. Actually, we were expecting to release the app by the end of February. I think it should be ready, and then people will be able to do that. And to those people who have supported us on Punch Flix, because we've needed that support, we thank you. And we're going to be giving you, when the new app comes out by the end of February, those persons that are supporters, we're going to give you months of free streaming services because we thank you for your support. So we've had people
that
support.
Will we be notified by email
when
that app comes out?
Yes. Yes, we will notify everyone by email when the app comes out. Yes.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
So
that's
much.
Really
thank
all
you.
I had.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, but that's it. Just close it.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on this conference call. We're going to try to do another one in a couple weeks. And we just thank you. This will be posted online for those who didn't For those who didn't hear, that'll be posted online for you to listen to again. But we're going to do another conference call in a couple of weeks because I want to make sure that we can reach as many people as we possibly can with this news and reach as many people as we can for what we're trying to do. So thank you so much. Thank you. God bless each and every one of you. And thank you for being a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. Have an awesome day.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on Changing the Conversation, visit Nabuki.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of